want to just turn to two portions this morning, one in the Old Testament and the other in the New Testament. The one in the Old Testament is Isaiah, the prophecy of Isaiah, and chapter 9, Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. And it reads, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And then if we could come over into Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." And we'll end there at verse number 23 of Matthew 1. May God bless the reading of his word. People have many topics of conversation. When we talk to one another, there's many different topics that we can talk about. Sometimes people talk about the family. That's a topic of conversation. Sometimes when I go around different places on a Sunday and you go for hospitality to homes, and if they don't know you and you've never been there before, they probably say, well, you know, what family have you, and many grandchildren have you? And it's a topic of conversation. Another topic of conversation in these days is Brexit. I don't know whether you're a Leaver or a Remainer or a Remainer. I don't know. I'm not really interested. I'm just trusting God for the future. But it's a topic of conversation. The church is a topic of conversation. Sport, the weather, politics, health, the news, people. We talk about people. And at this particular time of the year, we're talking about Christmas. Christmas is the topic of conversation at this particular time. And you know, friends, when we look around us and we see all the lights that there are now. When I was a wee fella running up and down the long stone, people had only a Christmas tree in their window, and that was about it. But now there's lights on the tree, and lights on the door, and lights on the window, and lights on the roof, and lights on the trees outside. And my, there's lights everybody. And in our development where we live, out the Ballinderry Road there, when you come in at night, and you're coming home at night, you know, you would think you were coming into Las Vegas. There's not many lights. At least, you know, it shows you the way. But the thing is this, what does Christmas mean to people? What does it mean to people? For many, it's just a holiday, a special season of the year. But for the believer, it's a time when we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's about the coming of the Son of God coming into the world to be our Savior. So Christmas is about Christ. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. You know, if you were to ask me what my favorite subject would be as far as ministry or preaching is concerned, I would say Christ. I would say Him. I love to preach about Him and talk about Him. So this morning, it's just a little devotional message. That's all it is. It's just a little devotional message, and it's about Christ. We need to be taken up with Him, and I trust that we will over this particular time of the year. These two passages this morning, one in the Old Testament, the other in the New Testament, there are two words, and we find the two words in both passages. Isaiah 9:6, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name. Matthew's record, we find here that an angel came to Joseph in a dream to tell him to take unto him Mary to be his wife. And he said, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name. And that's what I want to think about this morning. His name or his names. You know, it's an interesting study to go through your Bible and to find all the names that belong to our Lord Jesus Christ. All the names. And there's many of them. Names that belong to Him in life. Well, He was known as Jesus of Nazareth, or the Son of Man. Names that are associated with His death. A man of sorrows. We sing that great hymn, Man of Sorrows. What a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah! What a Savior. The Lamb of God. Names associated with His death, and names associated with His coming, and so on. But I want to bring before you this morning names that belong to Him at His birth. Names that are associated with Him at His birth. Because the name or names bring the whole person of the Son of God into view. And in these names, we see who the Christ of Christmas really is. I want to start here in Matthew, and we see here the person His name presents. His name is Jesus. Thou shalt call His name Jesus. And that name lets us see His humanity. This was the name given to Him at His birth. This was the purpose of Him coming. My Jesus means Savior. The Savior. We read that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins. And this was the purpose for which Christ was born. Because without the birth of Christ, you couldn't have the death of Christ. And so there would have been no Savior at all. Peter said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Dear friends, I have a Savior this morning. And His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. When the message came to the wise men from the angel, the message was this: unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Christ. There we see His identity. Christ means Messiah or Deliverer. This is the one the nation had waited on down through the long centuries of time. The anointed Deliverer. The woman at the well said, come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? The Christ. He's Christ. Christ the Lord. His name is Lord. It lets us see him as the Lord of glory. Jehovah, the Lord of glory, the babe that was born in the manger at Bethlehem was the Lord of glory. We were singing this morning in that opening hymn, "Who is he in yonder stall, at whose feet the shepherds fall? 'Tis the Lord, O wondrous story." And you know, friends, he was always Lord, because when you go through that hymn and follow the verses of that hymn, it says, it follows his life, "Who is he to whom we bring all the sick and sorrowing? Who is he in deep distress? Lo, at midnight, who is he? Prayers in dark Gethsemane. Who is he in yonder tree?" And my dear friends, you know, he was always the Lord. He was Lord in the manger. He was Lord in the wilderness. He was Lord in the boat on the Sea of Galilee. He stood up and cried, "Peace, be still," and commanded the very elements of nature to obey his word, because he was the Lord. On the cross, the thief said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." He was Lord on the cross. My, when they brought him down and put him in the tomb, you remember the woman came and said, "Come see the place where the Lord lives." You remember, we read that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. You see, friends, he's Lord. Yea. Here in Luke 1:35, my, when the angel came to Mary, told her that she was to be the mother of the Messiah, he said, "That holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." And that name lets us see, my, his deity. The child was born, but the Son was given. At Bethlehem, a wonderful thing happened. Humanity and deity were brought together in one glorious personality called the Son of God. My, when we look at his names this morning, we see the person the name presents: Jesus, the Savior, the Christ who came, the Lord of glory, the Son of God who came into the world. Oh, dear friends, the person in the name. What a person. When we take up one or two other names, we see the preciousness his name underlines. Again in Matthew, as we read on down there a little bit, in verse 23, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is "God with us." And this name Emmanuel lets us see his reality, the reality of his presence with us, God with us. Man, this is a lovely name, Emmanuel. We see his presence in the word "with." We see his people in the word "us." He's God with us. My, God came down to earth to be with his people. God is still with us today by his Spirit. You see, friends, God is with us in the storm. God is with us to help us. In the battle, God is with us to strengthen us. In the valleys of life, God is with us to encourage us. The preciousness of the name Emmanuel, God with us. You know, when we look over in that great prophecy and Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, we find a number of other names. It says his name shall be called Wonderful, Wonderful. This lets us see his sufficiency. Some say that the name Wonderful and Counselor should be linked together. Others are not so sure about it. They think they should be looked at separately. But in the name Wonderful, man, there's a suggestion of the mystery of his sonship. My dear friends, it's beyond our human comprehension. as we read the inspired records of his lowly birth, his sinless life, his vicarious death, his glorious resurrection, we find our hearts exclaiming again and again, is he not wonderful? He stands supreme above all the sons of men. He's the first among 10,000. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus. Who can compare with you? He's wonderful as my Savior because he has saved me. He has saved me from the penalty of sin, of eternal salvation. My, this morning, my, he saves me every day from the power of sin. And my, when he comes again, he'll save us from the very presence of sin itself. He's wonderful as the Savior because he saves me. My, he's wonderful as my shepherd because he keeps me and leads me. My, the Lord is my shepherd. We can all identify with the words of the 23rd Psalm this morning. We have a shepherd who leads us. We have a shepherd who protects us. We have a shepherd who cares for us every day. He's wonderful as the Savior because he saves me. He's wonderful as my shepherd because he leads me. He's wonderful as the supplier because he gives me, he provides my need. He's wonderful as the supporter, my great high priest, because he prays for me every day. And he's wonderful as the sovereign because he's in control of every part of our lives. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, precious name. Oh, how sweet the preciousness of the name, Counselor. My dear friends, it comes to us as the revealer of the Father's will. That which is implied by the divine title, the words made known to us on the path of life. He guides us by his word. We need a counselor to guide us as the eternal Word, he is the revealer of the mind and heart of God, who has come to earth not only to show us the way to the Father, but to empower us to walk in the way that is well pleasing to him. Yes, we see the person the names present and the preciousness his name underlines. Then we look a little bit further into that verse, we see the power his name reveals. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. This name lets us see his majesty and his deity. The child that was born, I'm sure that you've looked into a little cradle, seen the newborn babe there, maybe about 18 inches long, just born and wrapped up. And my, by faith, we look into the manger at Bethlehem and we see this little bundle lying in that cradle, that manger. And it's wrapped up not in the best of blankets or clothes that you can buy in Next or some of the other stores when newborn babies are born now. No, it's long pieces of cloth. He's wrapped in these swaddling bands, lying in a manger. And you see the child. But remember this, friends, that the child in the manger is the Mighty God. The Mighty God. Cannot understand it. Our human minds fail to take it in, but our faith grasps hold of it this morning. And we see in that manger the Maker, the Creator, the one who humbled himself, unveiled himself in human flesh, and came into the world to be our Savior. God manifest in flesh, tabernacling among us God's love was so great, my, for you and for me, that he came in the person of his Son and veiled himself in human flesh to be our Savior. The power his name reveals, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. I had a bit of trouble with this one, and I had to look up a few commentaries, and I'm quoting from commentators now, not my own. Commentators say the everlasting Father. Some have suggested the Father of the coming age, or the Father of eternity would be a better rendering, some say. The Father of eternity. We cannot measure eternity. We cannot comprehend eternity. Dear friends, but he is the one in whom all ages meet. Over in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, it says, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. My dear friends, another says he is the one who will set the saints in their places in eternity. He's wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the Father of eternity, the Father of the coming age. We see then the possession his name proclaims in the Prince of Peace. Yes, a Savior was born. Christ came, the Lord of glory condescended. The Son of God made flesh. Emmanuel, the one who's wonderful, the counselor, the Father of eternity, and the Prince. A Prince was born. The Prince of Peace. Peace is something that's very elusive, very hard to find. I'm sure we've watched these past few days those four poor folks in Aleppo trying to find shelter, trying to escape. Does anybody really care about them? Dear friends, people work for peace, pray for peace, protest for peace, sign petitions about peace, yet peace is something the world knows little about. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And the wonderful thing is this, that he can bring peace into people's lives. Man, this is one of the lovely names. You know, there's many people in the world who have no peace and joy in their soul because of the guilt of sin. He can bring peace to the soul of the sinner. My dear friends, he came to pay the price of peace so that you could have the possession of peace. And maybe you're here this morning in Lisburn Baptist Church, and my, you have no peace in your soul. You're filled with the guilt of sin, and the burden of sin hangs over you. Your sins have never been dealt with. But he came to pay the price of peace, that you might have the possession of peace, because he made peace by the blood of his cross. My dear friends, he brings peace to the soul of the sinner. He brings peace to the saints in the storm. With all our troubles and trials and problems and difficulties, we all go through the rocky times of life and we're tossed to and fro. But we can have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and he comes to bring peace to the servants in the struggle. Dear friends, he's the Prince of Peace. The Lord can bring peace into your soul this morning, into your life this morning, into your experience this morning. My, that child that was born long ago means so much to us. He has done so much of us. His name means so much to us. His name reveals his person, the Savior, the Christ. His name, my, brings to us the preciousness of who he is, Emmanuel. His name, my dear friends, it reminds us that he is the Prince of Peace, the one who can bring peace into our lives and into our experiences. And his name reminds us of the power that he's God manifest in flesh. Let's be taken up with the Christ of Christmas as we consider these names this morning that belong to him at his birth. May he become precious to us at this particular time. Come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, how I love the Savior's name, the hymn writer said, the sweetest name on earth. May Christ be central. May we not just wait until a week from today to think about what Christmas really means for us who are believers, for us who are Christians, but may it all revolve through that wonderful person that we've been hearing about this morning through the message and song, and as we've been thinking about, as we've looked at all these wonderful and blessed names that belong to him.